Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo here through until 9.30. Pleased to say we've been joined by Nicola Foley, editor of Cambridge Edition, for our monthly look at what is going to be happening in the city. And goodness me, there's so much going on.
It's a really, really busy month in Cambridge. And there's a nice combination of kind of some old favourite events and some brand new ones which are coming to the city for the first time. So I'll kick off with one of the newbies, which is Cambridge Pride. And that's coming to Jesus Green tomorrow, and it's the first ever Cambridge Pride Festival that's taken place.
Well, we have had things before in the village, haven't we? But it's the village, isn't it, really? In the I'm tired. For the LGBT community.
Yes.
So it's, I don't know, is it a bringing together of these things?
It's organised by Pink Festival, who've got quite a long history of hosting LGBT events in the city. So it's nice to see them kind of scaling it up with a full-blown festival this time. And there's loads going on. It looks like it's going to be a really busy day. They've got kind of all sorts of live music, comedy, open-air cinema, cabaret. There's a lip-sync battle, which
sounds like good fun, amazing.
And there's also kind of a well-being area and food stalls and things like that. And that's kicking off at 11 a.m. tomorrow on Jesus Green. And another one of the newbies for this summer is Foodies Festival, and that's heading to Parker's Peace from the 28th to the 30th of June. And this one's billed as a gastronomic Glastonbury.
there is music, isn't there?
Yeah. So it's quite a well-established event, and it visits, I think, kind of 8 or 9 other cities around the UK. But it's the first time that it's come to Cambridge, and it's basically a huge food festival, and it's going to have hundreds of kind of artisan food and drink stalls, live music and entertainment. There's a chef's theatre, so you can go and see some celeb chefs, and all kinds of masterclasses, and Scouting for Girls are playing, and various
I've
local
heard of them.
Bands. Yeah, and obviously there'll be loads of delicious things to eat, which is always good.
Always
this,
a bonus.
This time of year, there always seems to be something or other going on Parker's Peace,
yeah.
Doesn't there?
Yeah,
it's,
there does.
This weekend it's Town and Country, the Foodie Festival.
Mm-hmm. And then
later on, big weekend.
Up.
Oh my goodness,
looking
that's
forward to that one.
When's that? That's
Is that first weekend in July?
Yeah,
something like
right,
that,
yeah.
Isn't it? Oh my goodness, yeah. So it's all happening on Parker's Peace.
Busy time.
So those are some of the new ones. Are there any other newbies?
So I think that's it for the kind of new ones. There's a couple of new festivals, which I'll chat about in a minute. But the May Week Fireworks is kind of a classic that I wanted to talk about as well. So for the uninitiated, May Week, it's a Cambridge University thing, and it's the time of year when it's the end of the academic year, essentially, when all the exams are finished, and the different colleges host all these really opulent, lavish May balls and garden parties, and they're really glamorous and amazing. And even if you're not part of the university and your student days are long behind you, you can still get in on the fun by heading down to the river to watch these incredible fireworks displays that they put on. And they spend thousands and thousands of pounds on them, and they're just totally amazing. And your best vantage point is by punt. So your best nights to go on are the 17th or the 18th of June, which is when the Trinity Maybole and the St John's College Maybole's.
Oh, yes. Interesting.
And the river is just totally mad on those nights. It's like punt gridlock and everyone's drinking Prosecco and having picnics, so it's kind of an attraction in its own right. But yeah, it's really, really good fun.
And they also sneak in some bands, don't they, behind the scenes at the university colleges
as
well.
They go all out for the
Maybole's. Some serious big names turn up.
Yeah. And they keep them under wraps until the very last moment. Yeah.
I think there's a website somewhere which lists who's appearing where. I'll have to, I can't remember if I bookmarked that or not. I'm going to have to track that down to see if we can spot some other people coming up.
Yeah, so you do need to book in advance for the punting, because obviously it's quite a popular night to go out on the punts, but definitely worth it. And if not, you can just kind of sit on the riverbank somewhere and watch from there. Yeah.
What time do the fireworks go off?
So the punts usually leave about 9,
okay.
I think, and then the fireworks probably about 10.
Yeah.
Past our bedtime then, really.
Just a little beyond.
You'll probably still hear them.
Yeah, when we get up, I suspect.
Yeah.
I quite like the students coming back. If you're sort of,
I remember.
We might see a few of those on.
Yeah,
on
not sure
mornings,
they come down
morning.
This neck of the town, but I do remember when I used to work on King's Parade. Actually, there were a couple of mornings I had to start work a little bit earlier than normal, and I just saw them sort of sauntering like zombies down Trinity Lane in their finery. Yeah,
yeah, it's very funny. So there's also a good crop of festivals coming up this month. I think I mentioned last time that I was in the Cambridge Club Festival, which is on Father's Day, so that's next weekend. And they've got Sister Sledge playing and Craig Charles. And then there's Wildwood Disco, which is coming up on the 22nd. That's a really cool kind of little woodland festival. Or for something a little bit more genteel, there's Wimpole History Festival this month. And that's from the 20th to the 23rd. And there's lots of kind of authors and broadcasters, historians chatting all things history.
Fantastic. That is Cambridge summer, really, isn't it?
Absolutely. And there's lots on all of that in the latest Cambridge edition, which there is. I see you have a very beautiful cover, which I'm looking at this upside down. It's kind of, well, it's an upside down Botanic Gardens, is it? Or?
Yeah, it's the glass house in the Botanic Gardens.
It's very nice, striking cover.
Do we know if they're doing their summer in the garden or whatever
sounds
it was.
Green.
Sounds green.
Yeah, they are
doing
every
that.
Wednesday in July.
Summer in the garden. Sounds green. Yes. I went along to that last year and it was really fantastic, actually.
Yeah. I've been meaning to go for years. It looks lovely.
It is lovely. I was really shocked at how many people went, actually. I mean, the weather was fantastic last year for all of that kind of thing. Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah.
Okay, good. That's good to know. We can talk more about that in July.
There's also, if you look in your copy of Cambridge Edition, which you can pick up in all good shopping centres, there's an article by two local radio presenters. These are the two who haven't got the sack and not the one who's got a large paycheck from the BBC.
One, two, one. Cambridge One.